Hi everyone, Lori Sudbrink here for our weekly podcast. Thanks for joining. You know, in this week's tip, I had shared the top five reasons that your people can't stand you and a few things that a leader can easily do to turn things around. Let me review those quickly before getting into the question that has come up recently. So those top five things that managers do that I've heard complaints about numerous times over the years. The first thing is, rarely if ever does the manager give positive recognition. They only complain when things go wrong. The second thing is, the manager fails to listen, acknowledge, and or follow up. Third thing was, the manager isn't inspirational. They're constantly looking at all the negative. Fourth was, the manager isn't clear on what they really expect. And the fifth was, the manager doesn't really connect and care about the person. The person really felt more like a number or, you know, a part in a machine. And then we talked about the good news, of course. These things can be changed. We know how damaging it can be to the productivity and even the quality of work when people have little respect or admiration for a leader. So we shared the acronym LAF, L-A-F. If we can just learn to listen, acknowledge, and follow up, this will make a huge difference in the way people admire and respect us. It doesn't even take that much time. So just stop and listen, fully listen, be in the moment, you know, don't interrupt, hear the person out. Then acknowledge, just acknowledge what they've said. And, you know, if they're upset, acknowledge their emotion. For example, you might say something like, "I can understand how frustrating that must be for you." Make sure you're clear on what you plan to do and make sure you do it. Do the follow-up. You know, if you can't do anything too, then be clear on that. Let them know. So listening and acknowledging will definitely make a big impact. Making a little time for this up front will save you a tremendous amount of time in fixing problems later. So, you know, we talked also in that article about laughing, L-A-F, with your people. It'll build trust and camaraderie and inspire people because they'll feel like you truly care about them. When you start to sprinkle in some recognition for the things they're doing right, people will really start to feel inspired, engaged, and much more productive. And I suggested that you just try it because it just takes a little time and patience, and the results are worth it. So the question that has come up recently that's related to this is, why should I have to take time out to make people feel good when they should be coming to work to work? It's not that I don't listen, but I'm not all touchy-feely about things. We're here to do a job. Why can't people just do it? I don't think we need to be coddling our people so much. And you know, I agree. It's a great point. And I'm going to call you John because I don't have a name associated with this one. I have actually heard this question a lot over the years, especially in my Leading with Grit program with managers. While I do agree wholeheartedly that people should be motivated and eager to work all on their own, I also know human nature. People are different. As humans, we need to feel a sense of connection. We need to be listened to. We need different things. You know, it's different for each person. Some people are more social than others. Some people like to work alone more. And there's pluses and minuses with all of these different styles. The bottom line is, no matter what, people are making assumptions. You know, they'll take your facial expression and they'll create a whole negative story about it in their head. They may even share it with their coworkers, and then it spreads. So when people aren't listened to, most of them feel like it's worse than a slap in the face. They, bottom line, don't feel respected. Sure, people are there to work and they should do their job, but if you know that just laughing, listen, acknowledge, follow up, and recognizing people would definitely increase their productivity, let's say even just by 5%, why wouldn't you do it? You know, it doesn't really take that much time to do these things. But you got to believe in it, because if you're just faking it, it's probably going to show through. You know, if you're just going through the motions, people are going to feel that. So sometimes it's more about changing the way you think and feel about it, and that's what's going to make the biggest difference. The rest will come easy. So hey, thanks for joining us today. And if you have a topic or a question, please send it along to me at lauriesudbrink.com. It's LauriesudBrink.com. And I'll look forward to being with you next week on our next podcast. Thanks so much.